questions in English, please?
No, my man from Yorkshire gets the first question, no matter what. That's it. Yeah, there you go. What do you want to tell me?
Come on. Sascha, Guten Tag.
Yeah, there you go.
Gut gemacht. Back to the English.
Yeah.
You had great support on Centre Court today with lots of people cheering you on. You've also got lots of fans back in Yorkshire now where I live. Tell us, what was the atmosphere like on Centre Court and how did that help you today?
It was great. I mean, the French crowd always is very loud, very energetic. It's a little bit like the Italian crowd, and I love playing in Italy. So I love loud courts, I love loud crowds. It was pretty full, you know, the whole match, and obviously a lot of excitement in the match. So it was a great win, but also, you know, being out there was very special.
Sascha, what kind of inner battles were going on in your head as the match went on today?
None. Mainly I was thinking what I was going to have for lunch at times. But, I mean, as I said, you try to win each point. You try to win each game. When you're down a match point, you're not thinking, oh, how am I going to turn this match around? You're trying to win that exact point to be able to continue the match. And that's more what's going on in your head. It's not about, you know, I'm going to try to do this, try to do that in the third set, and I'm going to do this in the fourth set or something like that. It's not the way it is. You try to win each point and try to, you know, of course we have tactics, but try to accomplish, you know, things in different games.
Saving the match point, obviously, it's huge. It must have felt great afterward once you got through that game. Did you feel a little more relaxed or...?
I mean, it was a very tight match, so I think it's normal that there was a lot of nerves involved. But in that moment, it's all about finding a way. You know, even if you're not playing your best, it's all about finding a way to win and finding, you know, the right solution to the right moment.
Two things. I mean, when he was serving for the match in the fourth set, I think 5-4, I wonder, you took that game to love, I think. I wonder what changed then, whether it was he from your point of view, he got nerves. And it looked like he varied the rhythm quite well. There's a lot of drop shots that caught you short.
Yeah, but that's what he does. That's what he's known for. You know, a lot of drop shots, and the drop shots he was hitting were kind of ridiculous. So, but yeah, I mean, I think he felt a little bit the nerves. Obviously, that's normal. But I played a pretty good game to break. So, fortunate enough for me, that was what happened, and I played a great tiebreak to go in the fifth.
Hi. Well, he didn't put any first serve when he was serving for the match, so maybe he was a bit struggling, and did probably help you a bit. I'd like to know why do you think in slams and when you have to play best of five, very often you go to the fifth set. 32% in 28 matches, you went 9 times to the fifth set. You won 5 and you lost 4. There is a reason, in your opinion, or because sometimes you played 5 sets with players that normally in a small tournament, in a minor tournament, Gabashvili, Yuzhny, us,
and others. You played 5 sets when I was 17 years old about Yuzhny as well. So, I mean, you're taking matches from 4 years ago.
Last year?
Okay, last year.
No, just ask. I mean,
I'm trying to win matches. And if it takes me 3 sets, great. If it takes me 5 sets... That's also great, but I'm trying to win. That's all that matters. It doesn't matter how long it goes. It doesn't matter how much time I'll spend on court. It doesn't matter if it goes 9-7 in fifth or it goes 6-1, 6-2, 6-2. For me, it's the same. For me, I'm in the next round, and that's all that matters. I'm going to play in 2 days' time, and that's it. There's nothing more to it.
Sascha, live at Roland Garros show tonight, we're having a discussion with Roger Rashid about what it takes to coach huge talents in tennis, and we're considering you as a huge talent. I want to know, on your perspective, what you expect from a coach as a very talented tennis player.
I mean, the coach is the person that gives you confidence in the moments where you don't have it yourself. The coach will see what you need to work on before, you know, it goes wrong. And that's what my dad has been doing for the past, you know, 20 years with me. So for me, he's one of the best coaches as well, because he can read what I need before I actually need it on the match court. and we're always going to work on different things, also tactical things. They're going to watch matches of your opponents, the previous matches. They're going to spot different things. They're going to kind of have the same mind as you, and you know, kind of get into your body and play the game with you as you are. Because I mean, I'll not be able to play like Federer, I'll not be able to play like Nadal, so I have to find my ways to hurt different kind of opponents. And I think that is what a coach will give you. He'll give you the right directions to do that.
You said this is the first time you've been on the main court. I was just wondering how much you liked it, what it was like to walk on it.
No, it's not the first time. I lost to Verdasco last year.
Okay.
It was the first time I won a match.
First time I won a match, sir. Okay.
Which is great, because you know, hopefully I'll be on this court for many more years and for many more times. So it's great to get that kind of behind you, and with such a match as well. I remember my first ever Grand Slam major match was against Gabashvili, as the Mr. just mentioned, and it was a 9-7 and a 5th. So like, to start your Grand Slam career like that was awesome, and to win my first match on the center court 7-5 and a 5th is also, you know, a way that I think there's no better way.
From the outside, this victory and following up on the 5th setter and the 5th setter in the previous round seems significant in terms of getting to the 4th round here for the first time, beating a top 50 player in a Grand Slam for the first time. That's to us, maybe. To you, does this feel like an important back-to-back win for you and an important step forward for you? Or is it just another win?
No, I think it was important to kind of see for myself that I can win back-to-back 5-set matches, and both very difficult physical matches. And I was feeling fine physically. So for me, that gives me a lot of confidence going deep into the 5th set, going, you know, long matches on this kind of surface, and knowing that I'm fit enough to last as long as I want. So this gives me a lot of confidence, of course, and I think it was an important point to prove to myself as well.
Sasha, don't give away any great secrets, but I was interested to know about your dad as a coach, and how has he known things specifically before to do to change in your game before you knew that, or what has he spotted in opponents? Could you just give an example or two?
For me, a great coach can read a 12-year-old, 13-year-old kid how he's going to play when he's 20, 21, 22, and to structure the game that way for him to be successful when he's older and not necessarily when he's 14 or 15. Because when you're 14 or 15, you're playing at a juniors, it's great to be the best there, but that's not the most important thing. You know, I was never number one in Europe under 14. I was never the best. But he always said, you have to play a certain way. You have to play this way to for later to be the best. I think he saw that when I was 12, 13 years old and structured my game that way and practiced that obviously as well. And same goes with my brother, because my brother is a completely different game style. And, you know, training two players like that are completely different, it shows that how much skill you have to have as a coach.
How surprised were you that he didn't serve it out at 5-4, he lost a tiebreak, he was a breakdown, that he could still make it a match?
Not surprised at all. He's one of the biggest competitors that we have, and he's a tough opponent no matter where you play him, and especially on this surface, and especially over long matches because he's so fit. So I was not surprised. As I said, it's never easy. It's a Grand Slam. People play their best tennis at Grand Slams, especially on big courts against, you know, higher ranked opponents. And for me, this was a normal thing to see.